It's gone. Okay, yeah. Okay. So we're doing here, we're continuing, I guess, we're on Gimel Malaf and Shabbos. We're in theory, we're doing Tosas Ba'asosa. Okay? But I guess we'll review the Tosas Shneam, just the idea. And because they're kind of build on each other. So basically, it's based on the Gemara, which the most basic fact is, which the Gemara is going on, is that in Hotzah you have these two parts of Hotzah. Essentially, let's call it two parts. Akira and Hanacha. Okay, you have to pick it up in one Rishos, transfer it to the other Rishos, and put it down in the other Rishos. So if one person does both of those steps, or the whole process is Chayiv. Okay, it's also Deraisa. If you have one guy who does one and the other guy does the other, one guy does the Akira, the other guy does the Hanacha, so then it's also Midrabanan. But no one's Chayiv Chatas. No one violates the Deraisa. Okay? So the Gemara asked, it says, why not? Why don't you say that the guy who completes the process, who does the Hanacha, should be Chayiv Chatas? Why not? After all, he completed the Malacha. So it teaches you, no. Be'asosa. Okay, be'asosa means when he does it. Be'asosa says ha'osa es kula, v'lo ha'osa es miktsasa. Okay, be'asosa, when he does it. It being the entire process, not just half of the process. Okay, so I would have thought Yechayah for just doing the final step, hanacha. Kamashmol, no, be'asosa ha'osa es kula means you have to do the whole thing, not just half. Okay, so that's the fact. Okay, so we explained on the surface, it's difficult. Why would I think you'd be chai for half? Well, it's only half. I mean, you need a lima to teach me. You have to do the whole thing? Of course you do the whole thing. So we said basically is that in malacha, the essence of malacha is a product. It's productivity. You're creating something. Now in hutsa'a, the productivity is that you're taking an object and giving it, let's say, a dinner of Rishas Yachad. You're giving it the makom of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or Rosh Hashanah Rabban, whichever one is. And the Hanacha is really that which is the productive element of Hotzah. Okay? In other words, the Hanacha, putting it down in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, gives it a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Now, it's true that if you just take something in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, pick it up and put it down, you're not really doing anything. So it has to have previously come from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you pick it up, move it across, but then the Hanacha is that action which really engenders the product. Okay, the Hanacha is the action which really defines the thing, gives it this location. So the Hanacha is the culmination of a process, but the productivity, the real product occurs, and then the Malacha occurs when you do the Hanacha. So I would say that in order to be a Yechayah for Hotzah, the person who does the Hanacha is really doing the Malacha. I mean, it's true that the other guy did the necessary steps beforehand because it had to have come from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but now when you put it in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, you're really, that's the Malacha. That's the Din Malacha, and therefore you'd be Chayiv. That's the Havamina. Okay, that's why I would have thought. But the Pasuk's teaching us that it, in order to be Chayiv for Malacha, it doesn't suffice that you just do the product, but there's a process of a Malacha. Okay, and in order to be Chayiv in the Chayiv Chatas, Ha'osa es Kula, that even though the product emerges from the Maisa of Hanacha, but there's a process of Hotzah. The process of Hotzah begins at the Akira, and then the transfer, and then the Hanacha. And in order to be Chayiv Chatas, you have to be, like, totally involved in the Hotzah. You can't just, like, kind of take the shortcut and only do the Hanacha and let the other guy, only do the product, let the other guy do the process. But in order to be Chayiv Chatas, you must be involved in the full Asiya, the full process of Hotzah, which involves the entire process. If you do, you're leaving out one step. We said it could be because, like, a carbon is an onesh, or a manesh together, he has to bring a carbon. So in order to be chayev, it has to be like an asiya v'shleimusa. You can't be lacking in the asiya. So if you leave off half of it, it's like you're lacking as an avayon. You're only doing, like, half of it, you know? So it's true you're doing the essence, but still, the halacha of osa is kula, that's the lima. Position, you're not chayev a carbon just for being the osa malacha. But you have to do. You have to have the full asiya, and the asiya involves the entire process. Okay, any questions? So that's what we said last time. Now, fine. So that's one type of a way in which you could have two people involved in hotzah. Okay, and the Palalimut is teaching us that you're not chayev if you have two people involved in hotzah in that manner. Okay, that's where each guy is doing half of the process. But then you could have another type of way, another method of having two people doing Hotzah, which would be if two people literally carry something in unison. Okay, they both pick it up. They put their hands on the opposite sides of the object. A book, let's say. Two people take the book with both their hands. They pick it up. They both bring it across while they're both holding, and they both put it down. Okay. Now, in such an instance, you can't say ha'osas kula v'lo ha'osas miktsasa, because I did kula. Both guys did the entire process. See, when one guy did akir, one guy did anacha, you didn't do the entire process. You didn't do the entire ma'aseh eser. You're lacking in doing. You only did half the malacha. But here you did the whole malacha. The only thing is, I have someone else doing it also. Okay, we're both doing it at the same time. Okay, at the same time. Now that's also, I mean, there's a big machlokas about this. Maybe we'll get into it. And it's a gemara inside the gemara, inside the base of the gemara. It's a three machlokas tanaim. But for our purposes, we'll assume, and this is what we hold, is that, and this is a premise coming in Tosos, is that you're not chayav for that. There's a limud that also you would have thought you're chayav for, but there's a limud to teach me that I'm not chayav for. Okay. In fact, Tosos points out that the limud really is from be'asosa. Okay, because this is what the beginning of Tosus points out, is that could you please grab me a chumash? So it's based on the pasuk, okay, and this is a little bit of chashbon, but we have to correct something from last week, because last week we said mapikei is only possessive, but it could also mean like a direct object. Okay, if you followed, yeah, whatever, I'm just correcting that, but we'll see. So the pasuk says like this, it's in Perek Dalet in Vayikra, pasuk, okay, v'mnefesh achas techta v'shkaga me'am haaretz. So if a person does an avera b'shogeg, be'asosa achas mi'mitzvos Hashem. Okay, in doing one of the mitzvos of Hashem, ashelosi asena, which you're not supposed to do, and it's violating the Nesar, v'ashem. Okay, he's guilty. So the question is like this, is be'asosa is the word. I guess it could have just said be'asos in doing. Like be'asosa is a limud. Now there are two ways you could learn that limud. Our Gemara says, what does it mean, be'asosa, when you do it? It is actually when you do it. What does it mean, do it? It, namely the whole thing, and not half of it. Okay? Be'asosa, that's the way you learn. You have to do the whole hotza'ah, not half of the hotza'ah. That's the way our Gemara was learning it. But there's another way you could have learned it. And this is the way Tosa says is actually better to learn pshat in the pasuk, which is, be'asosa, possessive, in its doing, namely, who's it's doing? The nefesh, because the nefesh achas techla v'shkag. If a person, if a nefesh does this avera be'asosa in its doing, okay. And what do you mean in its doing? I mean it's doing one nefesh is doing, as opposed to many nefashos is doing, as opposed to two people doing it. Okay, so it's nefesh be'asosa is learning one nefesh as opposed to many nefashos. You could learn, again, it depends if you learn be'asosa is possessive going on the nefesh, and then the extra hey is teaching me to limit it from one nefesh as opposed to two. Or if you learn be'asosa means doing it, like as a direct object, which means then it would be limiting what you're doing. Namely, you have to be doing the whole thing and not half of it. Okay, so Tos says, even though our Gemara is learning it in terms of the object, but he says the real limud and the Gemara, the more appropriate limud from the pasuk is the other way. Because I think it's not because of Mapake, but because it says, if you say it means in doing it, then you're using like a pronoun, in doing it. But it says, be'asosa achas mi'mitzvos Hashem. So there's no need to use a pronoun if you're saying, it should say in doing one of the mitzvos. Be'asosa, it's repetitive, it's saying in doing it, one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. That doesn't make sense. So it means in its doing of one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Okay, so if you can follow that, fine. But that's the cheshbon. But his point is that's another limud which you could learn out from the same thing. Is that it also means one nefesh has to be doing it and not two. Okay, so I would have thought, if you didn't have this limud, you would have thought that you're chayev, even if two people do it together. It's called shleim she'asua. Okay, if two people do it. Two people carry a book, and from Rosh Hashanah to Rabbim, I would have thought, Yechayev, Kamash Malon, the Pasuk teaches me, Be'asosa, one, in its doing, singular. One nefesh has chayev, but two nefeshos doing it is not chayev. So the question is, what's the svar for the Havim, svar for the Maskana? Okay, what's the question here? Okay, I think, well, before we go further into Tosis, we should get the issues, you know, get an understanding of that. We're assuming now, even if it's a heavy object, I mean, there's a further chiluk here, whether or not the object is like a couch, which could not have been carried by one person, or it's a light, like book, which could have been carried by one person. But we're assuming now anything. across the board. Let's say even a couch. The Havmina that's teaching me that is not in a chayav for. Okay, in a chayav even for a couch. I would have thought you would be. It's teaching you you're not. Okay, let's take that case. On the surface, you said Johnny is right. It should be chayav. What's the difference? We had two people. They both participated in the thing. They did the rotzah. They did the whole thing. I mean, it's true you had a helper, but so what? So well, what's? I mean, without any limud, you certainly would say, who cares? Who cares? You had a helper. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Why does that matter? Right? Like, if you have two people who kill someone, I mean, does that make a difference? I mean, they're both killing. They're both killers. You say anyone likes a killer, who cares? But so what's the idea? So what's the limud of Yasosa only nefesh? Has to be one guy doing it. What's that idea? But the first episode is like, if you have to ask, it seems to be like you have to be chayev, you have to be an osa of the malacha. You have to be a doer of the thing. So if you have to ask, who's the osa in the when you have two people doing it? Okay? So like I think you said is correct, is that no one's the osa. The team is the osa. Okay, you have like a group osa, right? Who did the hotzah? The group. It's like in the sports, baseball, you have a team. The team won. No individual wins. It's a team. It's a team action. So it's an asiya of the group. All right. So how could you label the individual? So what you're asking Adam, how could you imagine saying the guy should be chayev if no one did it? Right? But why is that not a necessarily a fair question? Right? I mean, the sort of the team. The team is comprised of two individuals. So, in other words, you are an osa in a certain sense. In other words, it's like you're doing it through the vehicle of like the team. You know what I mean? Like, who's doing it? I mean, so people do things. Teams don't do it. Teams don't do things. People do things. So it's just that you're not doing it directly by doing it, but you're, so to speak, you're using the vehicle of the team. You know what I mean? So it's like each guy is, the team is the OSA, but the team is comprised of individuals. So you're doing it, but you're not doing it directly, so to speak. You're doing it through setting up a team, and we're going together, and now I'm an OSA. So I'm not an OSA in a direct manner. I mean, I'm an OSA insofar as I am a constituent of the team, which is the OSA. You know what I mean? So maybe that's the question. Like, does that suffice to be Mechayiv and a Karban? It's like your Asiya is lacking. I mean, you are an OSA. You could say you did it. I mean, you're an OSA of the thing, but in an indirect sense. The real OSA is the team, but some team is comprised of individuals, so therefore you'll say, you did OSA, because the team did OSA, and that's comprised of you and him, so therefore you did it. But it's not directly. You wouldn't say it's like you're lacking as an OSA, because your Asiya is through a vehicle of a team, as opposed to being an individual of an OSA. So the saying is that to be mechayev a guy in a karban, you're only chayev if the nefesh achas, if there's a direct asiya on your part. Not if you're doing it as a component of an entity. You know what I mean? The question in karban, like, is there a level of involvement? Like I said, imagine you have a killer, you have one guy kill someone, like just takes a gun and shoots someone, or if you have like a group of people go and beat a guy up and kill him. So you say a gang kills someone. You say in both cases, you say either one member in the gang, he's a killer. But it's in a certain sense, I mean, the gang is the killer, but in a certain sense, each individual is, so to speak, less culpable than the gang. Now, you can't say they're not killers, they're all killers. In a sense, you're not going to say they're not killers, they're all killers. But the method of killing is through being, conceptually, it's like you're a killer because you're part of a group of killers, and the group is comprised of individuals, so therefore each person partakes of the status of a killer. But it's like in a lesser fashion. Conceptually, it's your status as a killer is not a direct status. It's via like the fact that you are a component of the group, and therefore you're less, you're supposed to be less of a killer. You don't have your status of a killer is indirect. It's through the being a component of the group. And the question in terms of a chiv of a chatas, a chiv of a karban, what level of involvement, so to speak, in the crime, in the avera, is necessary to be a chiv of a karban? Must you be like a single performer? Namely, it's a direct asa. You are the osa hamaisa. There's a certain idea like you are the killer. Okay, as opposed to saying the group is the killer, but you're a killer because of your participation in the group. It's a different type of a status of being a keller. The question is that status? The pasuk is teaching you that in order to be chayev, you have to be the avarian, so to speak, the osa. Okay, not just an osa through the fact that you're part of a group, but you have to be ve'asosa nefesh achas. It means it's one osa, and the activity is attributed to you in a different kind of a way when you're. So, and I think it's along this idea that to earn onesh, it's only when it's at the highest level. Right, so first of all, you did the entire process, and that even in you're doing the entire process, the process is attributable to you directly, as opposed to just being due to a group which trickles down to each of the individuals. My point is like a different type of an action, an individual action and a group action. It's different. The role of the individual and the action is different when it's an individual action. He is Osei Maisa, he did it. Versus in a group action where he's like a component of the group. So it's attributable to him because who is it attributable to? The reality of the group is just a bunch of individuals. But it's a different type of attribution to the individual when it's based upon a group. So different. And the question is, what degree of attribution is necessary for the Torah to be mechayev you a karbon? So it's teaching you only if it's the highest level of attribution to the individual, namely where he is the osa hamaisa. If you had to say who that action is attributed to directly, the gang killed. Okay, the gang is no individual. Like an individual just took a bat and moved it in a certain direction or hit the guy. He didn't kill. The gang killed because it's the total involvement of all of them combined which is killing. So if you had to say who killed, it's the gang which killed. Okay, now so then why is the guy even a killer? Oh, because a gang is really a group of individuals, of people, and the people who are part of the gang, are the status of killer falls upon people, because a gang is just an abstract entity. But the people who make it up in a court, you say, that guy's a killer. It's really the court, they're not going to believe, they're not going to go for, no, it's the abstract entity called gang which killed, I didn't do anything, because the abstract entity of gang is comprised of individuals. So the status of killer devolves upon the individuals via the institution called, the entity called gang. But that's an indirect attribution. Now the Torah is teaching you that in order to be chayav for an avera, you have to be the osei hamaisa. It can't just be that the gang is the osei hamaisa and that trickles down to you. It's an indirect attribution to the individual. It's teaching you that in order to be chayav, it has to be the highest level of attribution to the person, namely where it's the individual. Yeah. Moses is bothered now by something very interesting. We have to figure out what he's really bothered by. Okay, it's not exact. I mean, it's clear the pshat is. You'll see, it's pretty clear. But you'll see. Just to get down, what's bothering him is interesting. I'm going to start from kasha l'ri. Okay, because we already spoke out kind of the. I mean, he doesn't answer though. By the way, I mean, maybe we'll get to that. So let's get it. Fine. So he doesn't answer his question why the Gemara changes. You know, brings in the wrong limud or whatever. Let's leave that out. Okay. So kasha l'ri. So we're in the middle of Tos be'asosa, gimel min aleph. Midimitzarchinan kra liftar mashma dezeok rezeminiachayiv mishkan. Okay. So he says a few steps here. Okay, one thing is that to be chayiv for anything in Shabbos, in Malacha Shabbos, it had to have been in the Mishkan. Okay? Because Mishkan, so to speak, sets the bar on the productivity of Malachos. Okay? It's the model of the productivity of Malachos. And if they didn't do it in the Mishkan, then that's not the, again, in a qualitative kind of way. Obviously, it does not the particular object, like the potatoes and tomatoes and the beans, you know. But in a qualitative way, if they didn't do it in the Mishkan, you're not chayv. Yeah, you'd never even have a havmina that you're chayv. Okay? Now, the question is, did they carry things as a group? Did they do Shnayim Shas Uha in the Mishkan? Did they have one guy do Akira, the other guy do Hanacha? Did they do that in the Mishkan? Did they not do that in the Mishkan? Okay, so apparently we don't know. But Tosis is deducing from the fact that you have limudim that need to exclude it from saying your potter of tupi, one guy does a kira, one guy does nacha, from a pasuk be'asosa, it must mean that it was in the Mishkan. Because if it were not done in the Mishkan, then it's automatically going to be potter. And you don't need a separate pasuk to come and teach me that I'm potter, because it simply wasn't on the Mishkan. Okay, in other words, if you say that it lacks in productivity, because that in Mishkan they only did it in the highest level or whatever, and they didn't do this kind of thing in the Mishkan. So then you don't have to tell me a general p'tor because not Osa Eskula or whatever, it's just not in the Mishkan. And you don't have, you never, never ever chayiv in Malacha if it weren't in the Mishkan. So he's saying the fact that you have limudim, separate pasuk, psukim, teaching me these things, means that it was in the Mishkan. It was in the Mishkan, that's why I would have imagined you should be chayiv. And the pasuk is teaching me, no, no, no. We're nefesh achas and not two nefesh. Okay? That's his first step. First step, this was in the Mishkan, but that doesn't matter. You're not chayiv just because it was in the Mishkan. Because these are generic, universal p'tors. So I was in the Mishkan, and this is how they did it in the Mishkan. That's show. But you need to be oses kula. You need to do the whole process. Or to be chayiv in an avera, to be chayiv achatzi, to do the whole avera. Or you have to be an individual performer. And therefore, even though they did it like this in the Mishkan, but you have a universal p'tor in order to be mechayiv in karban, in the ownership of karban, you have to be doing it the whole thing. You have to be doing it as an individual. So far, so good. That's his first step. Okay? His first step. He's deducing that this had to be in the Mishkan. Okay? And despite that, you're still potter. Okay. So then he says like this. He says, he says, and not only that's not only from this Gemara, you see in Amatsniya, Reb Shimon holds that if you have a heavy couch, for instance, and neither guy could carry it on his own, you're potter anyways. Right? Now, certainly in the Mishkan, they carried the Aron. And the Aron, neither guy could carry on his own. He had two people carrying, or whatever, many more than two people carrying it. And you see that even though they did that in the Mishkan, you see a potter, according to Reb Shimon, you're potter, because of the Limud. So you see, just because they did it in the Mishkan doesn't guarantee it that it's going to be chayev. It's true, it should be chayev, unless there's a reason to exclude it. Okay? So if you have a reason to exclude it, then you exclude it. So who cares what was in the Mishkan? I don't care. So say, like, how could I be potter for carrying a couch, but in the Mishkan they carried the Aron? Say, like, that's true. The fact they did in the Mishkan just makes it qualified to be able to be chayev, but it doesn't mean there's no other rules. Now, one of the rules is that only you have to have it being done by one person and not two people. So that's a p'tor. So far, everything's good. It sounds like it makes perfect sense, right? There's nothing wrong. Okay, this is good. This is logical. Okay, but you'll see he's going to have a problem because of the Yerushalmi. So now he says like this. So everything would be great. This is perfectly logical. No problems whatsoever. Problem is the Yerushalmi. Okay, there's a Yerushalmi which seems to indicate something to the contrary. Okay? The Yerushalmi is talking about this. Talking about Moshe. Okay? Now Moshe is... basically the case is like this. You have a case where you have two porches. Let's say both in Rosh HaZiyachid. Okay, you have two porches, or like balconies or whatever. So you have a street, Rosh HaZiyachid, and you have these like overhangs, porches, balconies, whatever you want to call them, hanging out over the Rosh HaZiyachid. Okay? And they're separated. So to speak, there's a gap in between these two porches, okay, and that gap is really over a Rosh HaZiyachid. Okay, so to speak, if you hand something from one of these porches to the adjacent porch, you'll be going from Rosh HaZiyachid, the porch of Rosh HaZiyachid, from Rosh HaZiyachid to another Rosh HaZiyachid, derech Rosh HaZiyachid. There's just a rabbim in between. Okay? There's just a rabbim in between. Okay, let's assume it's the airspace of Rosh HaZiyachid. It's below 10 tefachim, let's even assume. So there's a whole question, above 10, below 10, but let's assume it's, okay, straight. And the reason why this is a malacha is, or at least in one sense, is they had this in the Mishkan, because they had these carriages, the agalos, okay, the carts, which had the beams, and they'd have the carts would be lined, well, you know, lined up. They'd take apart the Mishkan, and they'd hand the beams, they'd be lined up one in front of the other, in front of the other, and they'd hand them along this assembly line, so to speak, down from one cart to the other, to the other. Okay, so the carts are Shasa Yachid, but the airspace in between the carts are Shasa Rabim, so that's, it's called Moshe, handing, okay? Handing the objects from Rosh HaZiyachid across Rosh HaZiyachid. Okay. So that's what the Yerushalmi is talking about. And in this Yerushalmi, it says, Yerushalmi Perek HaZorik, Ahad Etnan, Shnei Gizot Shos B'Rosh HaZiyachid. So those are these two porches. Like Yishtem B'Yute Achas, if they're both on the same, somewhere on the same side of the street. HaMoshe Et Chayev. So you're Chayev if you pass it. Amar Rav Chama Bar Rav Maisha. Okay, so this is the statement. U'Bilvar Al Yedei Sheni. You're only chayav in this instance if there are two people involved in the process. If you have one guy who moves it from one porch to the other porch, he's not chayav. Only if you have two people involved. Has to be two. Okay, which is a little funny. Because normally, it works the opposite way. Okay, and that's what the Yerushalmi asks. They ask him to do parech. Bechol asar amrat shnayim shasu b'turim. All around, the rule is, if two people do something, you're potter. V'kar amrat chayavin. And now you're saying, they're chayav? How could it be they're chayav? Well, if you only have two people, on the contrary, two people is a p'tor. Two people isn't a mechayav. So how could it be, if you have a hand it to another person, you're going to be chayav, but now it's going to be shnayim shasua. Yerushalmi asked this, right? It's a p'tor. This is halacha. The two people do it, it's p'tor. So what is Ramayisha saying? Now, only when you have two people doing it. On the contrary, it should be the opposite. Only one person. So the Yerushalmi answers, Mishani shekach ha'isovo l'salavim. That's how they did it in the Mishkan. Okay, why is it two people did it? That's true. But this is the way they did it in the Mishkan. And once you have the Mishkan, then things are different. Once it's in the Mishkan. Now, you can see this is against the Bavli. This is against our Gemara, because we just set up a rule that Mishkan is enough to let it qualify in order to be able to be Chayav. But that doesn't mean you are necessarily Chayav. Now you could still have another Petor called Shnayim Shasua, which is going to knock it out. So who cares in the Mishkan they did motion on the Ked with two people? Yeah, but there's still a universal Petor called Shnayim Shasua. So how is the Gemara, how are they answering that they had it in the Mishkan? Mishkan doesn't help, but you have a universal Petor of Shnayim Shasua. It means you can't be chayiv unless you are an individual. So who cares what's in the Mishkan? So it's an openly against our Gemaras. Okay, against the Bavli. Okay? Fine. That's those Gasha. Oh, yes. The Hashta, ma bekach shoyisa Mishkan. Who cares that it was in the Mishkan? Mikol makom havele lift or moshit, kivin the shnei moshit also. It should still be potter, because bottom line is you have two people doing it. Okay, that's this question. Okay, powerful Gasha. Okay? Just like they're on different pages. It sounds from the Yerushalmi as if once you have it in the Mishkan, then you don't have a Torah of Shnayim Shasua. Okay? Which is interesting. I mean, what would be the concept for that is a good question. I mean, how would that get around the Torah? I mean, that's something to think about. What's the Havmin here? So what should you say? The Gemara Tosfos isn't asking on the logic of it, of saying that, you know, that the Mishkan, the fact that it was in the Mishkan, the fact that the Mishkan, that they should be Chayiv. He's just saying it's against the Gemara. Seems like if not for our Gemara, he would have been fine with that. Say, oh, it's in the Mishkan, that's an exception. Then you could say a Chayev. So apparently that there is a logic, there's a theory which he would have been fine with. Problem is it's not aligned with the theory which is presented in the Bavli. Okay, so it would be nice if we could explain what that other theory is. But let's leave that for the time being. So Venera Lare, so the Tosas answers, Dibimoshet, in Zeoker Vizameniach. It's not talking about where one guy picked it up and the other guy put it down. Okay? Rather, Elaha Moshe Asa Akira Vihanacha. It's talking about where the one guy, what happens is one guy picks it up, puts it across, puts it down in the other guy's hands. So you have one guy is really doing both steps. Okay, so what's he saying? So it's not Shnayim Shasua. It's not Shnayim Shasua, because Shnayim Shasua is where each guy does half of the Malacha. But here, I am doing the entire malacha. I'm picking it up, putting it across, putting it down. All I'm just doing is, other guy is just my table. Putting it down into his hand. Okay? I see you have a problem. If you tell me it's not Shnayim Shasua, so then you have a problem. Is what was the Gemara asking? Because the Yerushalmi said, how could we chayav with two? But what do you mean? We always say Shnayim Shasua is potter. Yeah, but if you tell me the case is talking about Rav Maisha means where you only have, with one guy is doing the Akira and the Hanacha, and it's nothing to do with Shnayim Shasua, but the Yerushalmi asks, but what do you mean? What happened to the Petor of Shnayim Shasua? So, it's very nice to just force us into Yerushalmi, but it doesn't seem to be that's what Yerushalmi's dealing with. Right? So he says, Velo kashali b'Yerushalmi, Ela amasha eno mechayev moshet, Ela kishaver mekabel miyada. Aval ima moshet meinicho al rishos hayachid, amar patar. V'chal makom al yedei chavero patar tvei. You don't shnayim shasua, v'kanein v'chay v'al yedei chavero. What he's saying is like this. He's saying is, the Gemara is not asking that he should be patar because shnayim shasua. Because it's not shnayim shasua, because the whole case is only talking about where one guy did the akira and did the anaha. But the Gemara is just asking a question is that, Rav Maisha is saying the only way you're chayiv is if you have, funny halacha, by the way, Ramayisha, but he's saying the only way chayiv is here, one guy does the akira and the anacha, but you have to put it down in your friend's hand, not on the table. Funny, what role is your friend doing? Your friend's just, he's not doing akira or the anacha, who really cares? But that's what Ramayisha is saying. You're only chayiv, you do akira and anacha, and then put it into your friend's hand. He's saying, Well, what do you need your friend? Normally, a second person is a force of Ptor. Right? Normally, a second person is a force that creates Ptor. Although here it shouldn't be Pater because it's not really Shnayim Shalasua, but usually a second person only diminishes your Chiyav. Okay? And here you're telling me I'm only Chayav if I have the second person? That's a little funny. Where'd that come from? Oh, it's opposite of the way things normally are. Not that it really should be Pater because Shnayim Shalasua. It's just, he's questioning the Ramai Shalasua that it's only Chayav if you have a second guy. That's the opposite of the way things normally work. So to that, the Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you why. Because that's what they had in the Mishkan. That's what the Gemara said, and that's what they had in the Mishkan. So the Mishkan's not getting around the Ptor of Shnayim Shasua. There was never a Ptor of Shnayim Shasua. This is not an issue of Shnayim Shasua, because this is not talking about two guys. One guy does like Kira and Anacha. The Gemara's Kasha there was just different Kashas. Why do you demand two people, where two people normally is actually a Ptor? So what's the reason demanding two people? So that it's answering, oh, because we're demanding two people, because that was in the Mishkan. Okay, that's the pshat of the Tosos. Okay? So the question is, I guess, what's the content? I mean, you have to analyze the Tosos. I mean, what's he getting at, or how, what's Ramesha's Shita altogether? I mean, so you have to understand. What is Ramesha's Shita? What's his position? What's the logic to say that you're only chayv, you hand it to another guy? After all, the other guy's not doing anything. He's not doing Kiva Aranach. What's he doing? What do you need him for? Then what's the Gemara's Kasha? What's the Gemara's Kasha from the... I mean, it's true, normally Shnayim Shasua is a Ptor, but this isn't really Shnayim Shasua. I'm not sure. If you tell me it's not Shnayim Shasua, then... what's the Yishami asking? I mean, it's true. Normally, Shnayim Shasua is Pater, but this isn't Shnayim Shasua, so this is a different thing. So what's the Kasha? And then what's the answer? I mean, what's the answer? Okay, so I mean, still get the concepts in the Tosa. Let's hopefully we'll do that tomorrow. Okay? Okay, that's how it is. Marashach. When you have the one guy doing a Kiran Anach and the other guy receiving it, is that Shnayim Shasua or is it not Shnayim Shasua? If you're saying that's still considered Shnayim Shasua, so then you're not really answering the problem. Then it should be Pater. Then why are you Chayav? So Tosas is saying, no, that's not really Shnayim Shasua because the second guy's not really doing anything. He's not really, he's just receiving it. Oh, but then what's the Kasha by saying normally you say Shnayim Shasua is Pater, and here you say it's Chayav. Yeah, but this isn't a case of Shnayim Shasua anymore. So now what's the Kasha? The Kasha goes away. It's like it sort of is. It's similar to Shnayim Shasua, but I mean, this is the logic of Shnayim Shasua. Once you get around it, then you get it, then it doesn't make any sense. Also, the question I think is, Ramesh's position is funny. I mean, what is the Svara for Ramesh? Why should he say you need the second guy? And not only that, it's Machlokas. It doesn't seem to be that that's the straight halacha. Because I looked in the Rambam, I did not see a halacha like this. That Moshe has to be where you have a second guy. I mean, he's not going to say it because it's more like by omission. But there's no halacha like this. I don't think the Yishuv of the Bavli has this Ramesh guy, you know, this position of Ramesh. So it seems like we hold that you don't need a second guy.
Was Moshe's chayav in every case?
What?
Moshe's chayav in every case.
Moshe's chayav in every case, yeah. It doesn't have... I had a halacha once. I have my notes. I have a halacha which indicates that it would be chayav. Let me just get the exact story.